Hi, this is Brett Ingram, award-winning entrepreneur, and today I want to share with you the best social media platform for marketing to every audience. So social media marketing is obviously something that a lot of people are doing and doing it very successfully. One of the most amazing elements and aspects of this is that it's democratized marketing. In the sense that if you have a message, if you have a skill, if you have a talent, if you have something with a message to share with an audience, you have the ability to reach them without any sort of gatekeeper or small number of people that control it the way that they did with big media, newspapers, advertising, television, and all the traditional sort of marketing methods in the past. So the great thing about that is it opens up opportunity for everyone to be able to go out there and reach an audience to share whatever kind of message, product, service, value, talent, whatever that they've got. And we've seen this in recent times with whether it be a music star, a movie star, an athlete, whatever, being discovered through unconventional methods, right? They post a video on YouTube or they host something here and then all of a sudden they become super popular because what they have as value to people. But they might not have ever been able to reach all of those people in the past because of the fact that the access to everybody was controlled by so few people. And if you couldn't get them to buy in, you were stuck. And the music industry is a great example of this. If you couldn't get one of the big record labels to sign off on you and take your demo tape and then want to sign you, you basically were stuck. Now you can put your talent right out there and everybody can find it on their own. That said, not all the platforms are obviously the same or universal. So it isn't the same thing. It's not the likelihood of being successful or the likelihood of finding your audience and being able to get a message that resonates and it expands to a point where you start to get real traction isn't going to be the same on every single platform based on who you're trying to reach. Each platform has its strengths and weaknesses, and it has its particular targeting markets that we want to reach out to depending on where we are. The other issue is we have to do something that resonates with us. When I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do to offer advice and to share with everybody that's out there trying to be an entrepreneur or build a business that, look, you're not alone, right? No matter what struggles you're going through, no matter how lonely it can be at times, other people have gone through this, and it's important you understand that there are people in your corner and want to support you and all that other stuff. I had to go through the same decision-making process. How do I best get that message out? And for me, when I really thought about it, one of the things that it really came down to is what resonates with me personally. Because here's the thing, if you're going to be creating a lot of content and you need to do it over and over again, if it feels like work or it feels inauthentic and it isn't something that you really are passionate about and want to do, it's going to get old fast because the results aren't quick. So it has to be something that you're going to be willing to commit to and enjoy doing enough that you'll keep doing it until you get the results instead of only do it if you get quick results. And so it's important that we pick a platform, no matter what we're doing, that resonates with us. But also our audience needs to already be hanging out there. We don't want to try to convince a group of people that they really should. This content is so good that I know you don't really like this platform, but you should go there. It's difficult to get people to change their own habits. It's far easier to meet them where they already are. And that's a much easier way to be able to get traction because also they're going to be able to share it with other people who are already on that media as well or that platform as well. So marketing on different social media platforms can be a lot more effective when we tailor to the specific demographics and user behaviors of each platform. And so that all starts out with understanding what kinds of audiences hang out on each of the platforms. And so it isn't that one is right and wrong, it's what's ever right and wrong for your own audience and for your own personality and inclinations or desires, right? So let's take a look at a general overview of which audience each major social media platform is best for marketing to. And it's not an exhaustive list. There are other small platforms, but we want to cover the big ones because ultimately, if we're doing any kind of social media marketing, we need to at least include one or more of the big ones, because those are going to be the ones with the largest sort of reach for us and the ability to get out there and get in front of as many people as possible. So if we look first at Facebook or Meta or whatever they're calling it these days, they have a very broad and diverse user base. So there are lots of groups. And one of the great things about this is we can find particular groups because we can search for groups. So it isn't just a bunch of individual users hanging out. We can actually do searches for groups and see if there are groups for our particular audience. So if whatever it is that we're interested in, if we go on there and we search for this keyword group, we'll see whatever kind of groups there are. We can also see how big they are. So we can see how much traction there is. Now, the one warning about that is it isn't always the size of the market that matters. We don't necessarily need to have 10 million people, right, in a group in order to feel like there's a market there. If it's a very engaged audience and it's a topic that people will be very connected to and motivated by, we can have a very small audience and still be very effective with social media marketing. So it isn't necessarily the size of the audience. It's just the fact that does it exist on the platform that we want to engage with, because that's where we're going to find our people. Basically, Facebook is suitable for marketing to a wide age range, but in general, it tends to skew a little bit older. So basically, adults 25 to 54, the younger generations aren't really as active on that particular platform. It tends to be a little bit older of a group, Gen X and stuff like that. So it's effective also for both business to consumer and business to business marketing. So this is a really important point too. What is the kind of audience that we're looking for? Is it the individual, like, consumers, or is it a group of businesses? In which case, again, we want to make sure that we're finding those people where we want to be. And so in this particular case, Facebook is good for both. Another really nice thing, and in fact, they just rolled out brand new targeting analytics for ads and things like that, which are even more detailed. But they have detailed targeting options. So that's really nice too, if we're going to actually be doing any advertising or promoting any of the posts that we post there. When we put a post up, one of the options we have is to not only put it out to our organic audience, but we could boost it as though it were an ad. And so if there's a good targeting system in place as well, we can really go after our exact market, hit them specifically, and make sure that our message gets in front of the people that we want to. And so that's really valuable. The one sort of caveat or the one danger or concern with Facebook, if we want to use it primarily as a marketing tool for ads, is that they're very fickle about shutting ad accounts down. If we make a mistake or we do something that violates their terms unwittingly, they can shut down your ad account. And even though you can appeal it, oftentimes they will not reinstate it. I actually had that exact situation happen. I've only run maybe a dozen Facebook ads ever. I don't really use it for that. But with an older product that I was launching, I had somebody doing ads for me, and there's somebody who knows how to do it. And they started to run some ads, and my account got dinged, and I wasn't even able to get it reinstated. Even when I told them that it was someone else running the ads for me, and that I wasn't even doing that product or anything else anymore, they weren't interested. They just shut me down. I was too small for them. It didn't matter. And so that is one concern if you're using it just from an advertising perspective. We don't want to build everything. We don't want to pour everything we've got into it only to find out that our legs are going to get pulled out from under us. But if we're using it for organic reach or boosted posts, it's fine. And so the targeting options make it a versatile platform for building brand awareness and driving conversions. So it's a very social platform. It's a very sort of conversational platform. If we look at Instagram is known far more for visual content, right? And so it's popular with younger adults and teenagers. It tends to skew a little bit younger than Facebook does. So it isn't that, again, it isn't that we can't reach an audience if it's different than these. It's just that if we understand in general, we're more likely to find the right platform for our particular audience. And because it's highly visual in terms of its content, it's very good for anything that has a visual element to it. If you had like skincare products or hair care products or any sort of beauty, cosmetics, any of those kinds of things, any sort of artistry or graphic design or any of those sorts of fitness or any of the visual sort of mediums or visual niches, those are all very effective because of the fact that it's images and it's videos. And one of the things that's become increasingly popular on the platform is the short reel style videos. And it's not just images anymore, it's videos as well, but it tends to be short form video in a vertical format, a story style format. And it can be very good in all of those things. The one sort of, and so the age range, by the way, is 18 to 34 is really the target demographic there. It's ideal for brands that could create high quality visual content. So this is really important. If you, despite the fact of whatever niche you're in, if you don't have somebody who's creating graphics and visual elements for you and they're very high quality and professional looking, you actually want to avoid this platform because there's so much curated content. It's so overprocessed that everything now looks like beauty shots even when it isn't. And so if you're in fashion, beauty, travel, lifestyle, any of those kinds of things, it could be great, but only if you're going to spend the time, money, or resources to make sure that the content you're posting there is super professional if it's in those sorts of niches. Because you're going to be competing with all the other niches, all the other businesses and brands and influencers that are posting that kind of stuff, and theirs is going to be over-curated. It's going to be over-processed and to made to be look as beautiful and perfect as possible. Now, if you're using a visual sort of marketing element, but you're in a different market, it could still work if your graphics are a B+ instead of an A+. But if you're going to be in any of those visual markets, you need to make sure that your content is spot on if you're going to be using that. Influencer collaborations are also very effective on this platform. So one of the great things is if there are influencers in your niche that you want to rely on or that you're interested in partnering with or paying them to promote your brand, it's very effective on that particular medium in particular. And so in that way, those are the great sorts of markets for Instagram. And then if we look at Twitter or X or again, whatever they're calling it these days, it is well suited for real-time engagement, right? Because this is all small, bite-sized pieces of information, whether it's text or images or videos or whatever, it's not a long-form platform. So whatever product and service we've got, we have to either be able to, or message we've got, we have to be able to either condense it into sound bites or small sort of bite-sized chunks, or at least condense our marketing to a point where we're getting clicks based on that. And maybe it sends people to a destination where there's more information. But we have to be able to be very concise and be able to think in a very condensed way if we want to use this particular platform. We also have to be very engaged because it moves really fast. The shelf life for posts is very short. And the engagement is going to be popular on this platform for a lot of users age 18 to 29. Again, it tends to skew a little bit younger. It's particularly effective for brands that want to participate in public conversations, news, events, and trending topics. So because it's transitory, because it moves so quickly, anything that's current in the news trends really fast there. So if we are nimble, if whatever we're marketing, we're very good at being agile and nimble and latching on to whatever current events are out there, it's a great platform because we can leverage whatever events that are out there and we can connect them to our message and to our brand, and that connection can get us extra views and extra traction because all of the stuff that's being talked about is going to be hashtagged and it's going to be based on current events and whatever's happening today. Conversely, if it's something where we're a little bit slower, we have a hard time reacting, we're overwhelmed and busy, so we can't post very often, then it's not a great platform because the stuff, the news cycles will have already passed us by the time we get stuff out there and other people will beat us to the punch. And so it's really important that we're able to be up and engaged, paying attention, in touch with the news and current events, and able to figure out ways to leverage our brand and connect our brand to those things to get those out there. It's also a platform for strong opinions. Whereas some of the other platforms, they might not be as political in nature or opinionated in nature, this one tends to be very polarizing in some ways. So if we have a brand that might be polarizing or a message that might be polarizing, or we're trying to get a real sort of rabid base that's based on one particular viewpoint, it can be a really good place to go, because there tends to be a lot of silo thinking on this particular platform as well. The audience on Twitter or X likes humor, news, timely reactions to current events, obviously like politics and things like that. And again, anything that sort of stirs them up. That if another platform we can look at is LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is a little bit different in terms of a social media platform because it's more of a business type platform. So for LinkedIn, it's really a professional networking platform. I'm lumping it in with social media because in some ways it is, but in other ways it's not. But it's really a professional networking platform. And this is particularly good for business-to-business marketing because a lot of businesses are there. Businesses that have a professional sort of presence all want to have a LinkedIn profile. Professionals in the workforce want to have a professional LinkedIn profile. It's been said that employers tend to look at LinkedIn profiles more than any other social media because it shows them what someone's background is. It shows them who they're connected to. It shows them what they've done. And it shows them essentially what a professional representation. Whereas you could be a little bit more whimsical with things like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter or whatever. And you could be a little bit more freewheeling and loose and personal and let your guard down. LinkedIn tends to be more of a professional platform. If you're posting things that are highly controversial or things that don't appear professional and you're trying to deal with a business-to-business market, it's going to be a challenge because if they see that, it might be potentially a turnoff. So it's best for business-to-business marketing, and it's effective for targeting professionals and decision makers because people will put their job titles, people will connect with everybody else that they've got in their industry. It's great for industry-wide promotions or events and things like that. And so decision makers across various industries hang out there as well. Users, again, it skews a little bit older. They tend to be typically aged 25 to 49. So the younger users are on it once they're in the professional workforce, but it definitely tends to be more of a professional platform, less of a personal platform. So content that does really well on LinkedIn is things like industry news, professional development articles, company updates, and all those kinds of things. Then we can look at TikTok. TikTok has a predominantly young audience. Now, obviously, one big warning right out of the gate is there's a potential in the United States anywhere for the entire platform to be banned. No one really knows what's going to happen with that just yet, but it is something to concern ourselves with. Even if this particular ban doesn't go through, the fact that the United States government is concerned about that means there's always going to be that fear and potential. If we build something really strong there, there is the possibility that it will be pulled out from under us. With a predominantly young audience, the audience on this platform is typically 16 to 24. So it's the go-to platform for brands that are looking to reach Gen Z and younger millennials. It's great for creative, entertaining, trend-driven content, right? Because it's all, again, short form, very fast, like video style stuff, but it's clips. Nothing is long form or complicated or anything like that. It tends to be more of an entertainment style platform, so we engage people the more that we entertain them. Influencer partnerships and challenges are very popular marketing tactics on TikTok. So it's excellent for anything if we want to issue a challenge, like ice bucket challenge or whatever else it is. We're getting influencers on that platform to be able to promote for us if we have a brand that we're trying to reach the younger audience. It's excellent for all those things. Pinterest is a user base that's predominantly female, and it's, again, more visual. It's a little bit older. It's not quite as popular as some of the other platforms at this point, but again, depending on our audience and who we want to reach, it does make it a great platform for brands in the fashion, home decor, do-it-yourself, and food industries. So it has some crossover with Instagram, but it also has its sort of its own uniqueness. And it's very effective for driving traffic to retail websites. It's used by consumers for inspiration and planning purchases. So if we have anything that's along those lines, it's very effective. And then we can look at Snapchat. Snapchat appeals to a younger demographic. Again, very young on this one, particularly 13 to 24. It tends to be more of a school age kind of thing. So there aren't a lot of professionals or even adults that are like purchase able on this particular platform, but it depends what our message is and who we're trying to reach. It's suitable for brands that target teenagers and young adults. And again, it's got to be fun, engaging, visually appealing content, because that's what really resonates there. And then, of course, one of the granddaddies is YouTube. With a vast and diverse audience, YouTube is suitable for literally almost anything. It's excellent for long-form video content. You can do shorts on it now as well. And it's excellent for content that educates, for that content that entertains, content that informs. It's also effective across almost all age groups, but it is particularly popular among those age 18 to 34. That said, it is pretty universal. It works excellent for tutorials, product reviews, behind the scenes content, anything that video is inclined to. And the other thing that's excellent about YouTube is it's superb for search engine rankings. So if we're doing anything where we're trying to use organic traffic and search engines involved in it, we definitely want to incorporate YouTube into what we're doing. So each platform has its unique strengths and user demographics. Choosing the right platform for our marketing efforts depends on our target audience, the nature of our products or services, and our marketing goals. So the takeaway here is that there's no doubting the value in using social media platforms for marketing and also for building a brand and a following. The key is to pick the right platform based on where our market already hangs out and do it in a way that resonates with us personally and also creates content that we'll be able to consistently create and have fun doing it and make it rewarding at the same time.